The $7.7 million approved by South Dakota lawmakers helps to fund construction on about 32 miles of pipeline in order to eventually supply drinking water to the town of Madison. Troy Larson is the executive director of the Lewis and Clark Regional Water System. He praises lawmakers for their funding approval. Larson says the extra money connects three different systems together.
So it's what I call the bucket brigade. We're selling water to Minnehaha Community Water Corp, who's in turn selling water to Big Sioux, who in turn is selling water to Madison. So, you know, get out the baling wire and duct tape. We're doing whatever we can to get water to Madison.
Baling wire and duct tape can make a temporary solution, but Larson says in the big picture, it will take another $200 million in federal funding to fully complete the project. He says last year, Congress approved about $9 billion. Larson says regional congressional officials have worked hard for the project, but he says if this level of funding keeps up, the project won't be done until 2050.
It is a mystery to us why the administration, the federal government, can't prioritize drinking water higher than it has. And it's whether it was the Bush administration or the Obama administration, it doesn't matter. The administrations over the years have not made rural water construction a priority.
Larson says South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa have already put in their share of the funding. He says the states are now kicking in extra money to sustain construction. But he adds that states are reluctant to fully fund the project out of fear that it would give the federal government less impetus to reimburse. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.